Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into a special bowl game edition of the Pick 3. I am Drew Franklin with Nick Roush and Adam Luckett, the best handicappers in the business, if you don't look at our records this year. I believe I won, but I don't know what the record was. We're throwing them out because it's all about the postseason right now. There are 43 bowl games ahead, and we're not going to preview all of them, but we wanted to go ahead and give you our best picks before the Bahamas Bowl kicks it off on Friday. What we decide on? We're going to do about six each, Nick. Do we have a set number, or are we just going to fly from the hip here?
You know, I got a six-pack prepared to guzzle down, because that's what this time of the year is all about. It's guzzling down six-packs, watching games in the middle of the day. We have two on Friday afternoon. I don't know why none of them are at night. I'm fired up. I'm excited. And if we get, you know, we get a little excited, we might end up hammering some more plays in there. Why the hell not? It's bowl season, right? This is what we built up a bankroll all year for. It's to blow it all on this bowl season.
Yeah, I assume there won't be a lot of structure here. We'll be winging this. But you can find structure at MyBookie. It's a great place for structure. Mm-hmm. And it's a great place to pet your bets. What am I talking about? Place your bets. This bowl season. You can pet them, too, for good luck. Head over to MyBookie.ag for the whole bowl slate. They have prop bets. They have lines that you can't find at other places. I noticed when there was big Western Kentucky news, they just left the line up. They didn't mess with it. So you could have gotten on that with their quarterback coming back.
Ooh, good call.
But head over to MyBookie.ag, and they will double your deposit if you put in promo code KSR on your first time. That's up to $1,000. Over at my bookie. Now let's get to.
I'm just going to suggest too, if you're going to bet, like if you like one of the final four teams to win the playoff, just bet it now. Like you're not going to get better odds betting it money line. So go to mybookie.ag, promo code KSR, and bada boom, bang, make your picks, make your takes now. Fast, fierce.
Be sure to pet them. Luckett, you haven't chimed in yet, so why don't you just go ahead and lead us off? You have a pick six, too? Pick 12? Knowing you, you've got one for every game. Just tell us what you're thinking.
I've got six non-playoff games highlighted here. But we can also get into the playoff if you want. But to start us off, I'm going to the keg of Satterfield. Cincinnati, Louisville, Fenway, the third Fenway Bowl, but the first one that will actually be played. Interim head coach versus interim head coach. Give me the Bearcats plus one. Like, bowl games are a lot of motivation. Louisville has three full-time assistants left on their staff. They've got a guy calling defense that's never called defense before. They got a guy calling offense that's a brand-new offensive coordinator. Deion Branch is the interim head coach. It's going to be a big culture change around there with Jeff Brohm. Meanwhile, Cincinnati, Kerry Coombs is the interim head coach. He is Mr. Cincinnati. He is staying on staff. They have a young quarterback, Evan Prater, who might be the future there, who they're probably pretty invested in. Meanwhile, Louisville, the dough man can will be back there at quarterback. But everything is changing after this game. We've already seen Louisville lose two guys. Luke Kandra transferred to Cincinnati. It sounds like Dorian Jones is also going to transfer to Cincinnati. Malik Cunningham opted out. Doesn't sound like Tyler Hudson, their best receiver, is playing. Doesn't sound like Keetrell Clark, their best cornerback's playing. There's a lot there, and I just like Cincinnati here. You're catching points, and I think they're going to be the more motivated team in this spot and somewhere in the Queen City. Scott Satterfield's going to be sitting back smiling, watching the Bearcats beat up on the Cardinals. So give me Cincinnati plus one.
I like a similar bet there, but I'm not as big of a coward as you because I don't need that point. I'm getting the money line at even money for all the points you said, and I'm going to add one more that people aren't really factoring in. With Satterfield going over to Cincinnati, you got to remember, this guy's a narc. He's a snitch. He called out Kentucky players for doing this. You don't think he's going to show them the whole playbook, every weakness that team has? He shouldn't, and he won't want it getting out. but he will tell Cincinnati everything they need to know about Louisville, and I don't need that point. It's going to be a bloodbath. The Bearcats are going to roll here. I'm joining you with Cincinnati, but I'm taking the money line as one of my picks.
See, and y'all can – I mean, I'm going to – you bet your sweet buns I'm going to gamble on this game now, right? You all have talked me into it. I'm going to try to talk you all into the action out in Vegas on Saturday where they flipped the game times around. They said it's because the Raiders game got flexed, but I think it's because Florida just doesn't want to be there. Anthony Richardson has opted out. The season ended on a sour note. They got ran off the field. I mean, it's just it wasn't what they expected in Billy Napier's first year. They don't want to be out there. Oregon State, meanwhile, is just a meat grinder, right? They're going to run it down your damn throats. I know it's a lot of points, but it's out on the West Coast. Give me the Beavers minus 10. Lock it up.
I'm going to go ahead and butt in with one of mine because I'm also on the Beavers minus 10.
Yeah.
Without Anthony Richardson and their backup looking up kiddie porn, I don't trust the third stringer. Oregon State wins that one, too.
They might not throw a pass that whole game, too. That's what's going to be even more fun. They're just going to steamroll Florida by running the damn ball for 60 minutes. It's going to be entertaining. A 2:30 kickoff. Eastern time, 11:30 local.
Could you imagine being out there? Vegas, 11:30 a.m. local kickoff. My goodness.
There's still people that are just like...
I would not go to bed. I would just hopefully get on a heater at the craps table and just stay up all night. All right, let's go to the football game.
There will be some people in that crowd that do that. They will reek of booze and they will have nothing in their eyeballs, but they'll be in those stands to watch that before they go home and go to bed.
Soulless eyes. It'll look like a night in the South End with old Billy Reid, RIP. Luckett, who you got next?
Yeah, I got to go to the Potato Bowl, right? You just got to. The best trophy in sports, a glass bowl filled with baked potatoes. My guy, Chris Creighton in Eastern Michigan, catching points, plus 3.5 versus San Jose State. Eastern Michigan, I love to back them as a dog always. They haven't won a bowl game, I think, since like the 50s. They're 0-4 with Creighton. They're due. This feels like maybe the best team he's had yet at Eastern Michigan, and I just like them here. Plus, you're getting field goal and the hook. Give me the Emus right here, E-Tough, Eastern Michigan, on the blue turf. Which is going to be a beautiful jersey game. They're probably wearing their grays or their whites against the blue and gold of San Jose State on that blue and orange turf there in Boise State. Give me Eastern Michigan. I think they get a big win there and finally get that bowl win. I think that would put them at 9-4. I think they went 8-4, which would be a great year for them.
I bought it in with the order since I had the same pick as Nick. So, Nick, why don't you go ahead and give us another one?
I'm if you can't tell by my picks, I'm going to have a lot of who wants to be there more kind of feel to it. And in the Texas Bowl, you've got a late night kickoff in Houston. It's not necessarily a home game. I know, you know, Lubbock's a little ways to go, but Ole Miss is coming off a Sugar Bowl season. And if they win the Egg Bowl, they're probably playing in the Outback. Instead, they're stuck in Houston. It's going to be empty in that stadium. Meanwhile, Joey McGuire, I want to say this is year two, Luckett, and it feels like they've got a lot of early momentum. I'm wearing the Belk Bowl hat, and that was a game that Kentucky was still felt like they were playing for a lot because they ended on such a high. Texas Tech ended the season, I think, beating Texas. I mean, they beat Texas and Oklahoma this year. Won on the final game of the year at home in overtime against the Sooners. So to end with that, I think they're going to want to add an exclamation point. Give me 4 points, Texas Tech plus 4, the Red Raiders in the Texas Bowl.
And a pretty pro crowd there, I would imagine, in Houston. I saw Texas Tech already sold out their allotment in a couple days. So they're gonna have a lot of fans, and right, they're going to be pumped up for that game. The only worry would be, does Ole Miss get a bump from Lane saying he's coming back? That would be, I think, the worry there.
Is that two each for all of us?
I think so.
All right. Take us to round three, Luckett. We got another but winners so far. This is lovely.
A lot of winners.
Sliding over to December 23rd here. The Independence Bowl. We'll get the day started.
Ooh, Shreveport.
Houston, Louisiana. Shreveport. Out of the beautiful city, I always say. Under 58 here. I mean, it's the Independence Bowl, by God. It's going to be an under. It's going to be an ugly football game. Both these teams have pretty good defenses. Houston offense is superior to Louisiana's. Our really the matchup is Houston has good offense, Louisiana has good defense, and then it's bad offense versus bad defense on the other side. I don't think either of these teams are all going to be all super excited to go play this game. I mean, Houston had thoughts of maybe going to New Year's Six this year. Louisiana was just fresh off consecutive Sun Belt titles. It's kind of just a blah game to end the year, and I think that equals
a blah game
on December 23rd at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock local time there in Louisiana. So give me the under 58 here in the Independence Bowl.
Look, as you said, it's the Independence Bowl. It's got to be the under. It's the Holiday Bowl. It's got to be the over, right? The Holiday Bowl has been chaos throughout the years. And this year, you have the perfect chaos teams, North Carolina and Oregon. North Carolina can't stop a runny nose. Like, they have the worst defense in the history of defense, but they got an offense that can sling it. Oregon's got Bo Nix coming. I mean, this is going to be points, points, points. Over 70.5 feels like it'll – pass in the second quarter. Give me the over in the Holiday Bowl.
And that'll be a game, Nick, where we'll be having beers in Nashville at night watching the Holiday Bowl. And also to butt in here, I'm also on this game. North Carolina's catching 13.5 here.
That many?
You want to talk about North Carolina's defense, but Oregon can't stop anybody.
A nosebleed.
And going into this game, like, North Carolina's lost three in a row. They just lost their offensive coordinator. A disappointing finish. But Drake May's coming back. It's kind of a rally the troops moment, I think, here for Mac Brown. I just got a sneaky feeling that that might be a money line sprinkle day of the game. Like, I could see North Carolina winning that game. I could see a big game from Drake May. I think they're going to give Oregon a run here. And I mean, catching double digits right here with two pretty evenly matched teams. It's just, I know North Carolina's been bad down the stretch, but you could just see Drake May. This could be maybe a launching point for a huge junior season for him. So, our huge third season, I think it'll be a redshirt sophomore. So, I'm on the heels plus 13.5 in that game.
I just had the eureka moment too, Drew, where I realized we're going to be in Tennessee and you can bet on sports in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Put that account set up. It's not the devil there. You can do it without going to hell, just south of the border. I'm going to take us to the Gator Bowl, where I like south of the point total. I'm going under 52 with Notre Dame and South Carolina. Notre Dame will not have their star tight end from the state of Kentucky, Michael Mayer, so they will go very run heavy. So we'll tick, 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 tick. And then when South Carolina has the ball, they had the tough news of losing Marshawn Lloyd this week to the transfer portal. And then the exciting news of adding former Tennessee Titans OC Dow Loggins to the staff today. I think they're also without, like, all of their tight ends. So I just don't see that offense putting up a lot of points. And I think Notre Dame's going to run a lot. So I like under 52 in the Gator Bowl. And I will be rooting for the Irish.
And their quarterback's in the portal, too. Notre Dame's quarterback. So, like, that's under city, baby. And I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the hell out of watching the spin coming from our friends in Columbia. It's joyous.
You already know who I would prefer to win that game in Jacksonville. You don't have to come to me. That's a rhetorical question. We'll go big Dow Loggins in the house. Can't wait.
I don't like to admit it, but I live in a Notre Dame household. So, like, we have Notre Dame decorations downstairs. So I kind of I haven't really jumped into that, but it's a big family thing for Abby. So we will be definitely rooting against your favorite Shane Beamer in that game, but for not many points.
I have that pick as well.
Win it for the Gipper, Notre Dame. Come on. Yeah,
I like that game as well. Do you have another game you would like to add while we're at it?
You want to just stay under?
Yeah, I love unders. Nobody loves unders as much as me, so hit me.
Wait, what was my other under? I'm looking at my – sorry. Yes, there it is. If you came read on notes. Hawaii Bowl. You got Brady Hoke's defense against Middle Tennessee State.
You're
not sick in the head unless you're betting Hawaii Bowl. Middle Tennessee
State. On Christmas Eve.
Middle Tennessee State, they can't stop anyone, and they have a good offense, but I don't trust that offense. Traveling all the way to Hawaii from Murfreesboro, the Muff as we call it. I think we're going under. The number's like 60-something. Let me pull that up. No. That's way too high. 49.5, excuse me. Yeah. So I'm trusting San Diego State's defense and Middle Tennessee State being exhausted with the old flight all the way across the world on a holiday. maybe a lack of interest there too. So give me under 49.5 with back-to-back unders for me on my card.
It's funny you mention that. I didn't pick this game, but it was on my list. All right, Tuesday, December 27th is Oklahoma State, Wisconsin playing the 10 o'clock Eastern game on ESPN. Spencer Sanders and Graham Mertz are out. All right, Wisconsin's got an interim coach. Oklahoma State has been awful the last month of the season. Like, that just feels like 14-13, just rock 'em, sock 'em robots. But I didn't pick it. But those are – every year we have one game that's just, like, the ugliest game possible, and it's fun to watch. We all think it's going to be Kentucky, Iowa, and the Music City this year. But I could see Wisconsin, Oklahoma State, or I could see, like, the Hawaii Bowl, just everybody getting on their phones Christmas Eve night and just tweeting about some random college football game. So I could definitely see that.
The one thing that does stink about gambling, we don't have the statistics readily handy. I would love to know the total record in the Hawaii Bowl, because it's got to be either absurdly over, like in the Colt Brennan years, or absurdly under. There's no way around it. The Christmas Eve bowl game.
And I know the lines and odds makers account for guys being out, but just with the unknowns of these rosters and so many backups playing, it's so tempting to just do lots of unders, even though Vegas is already factoring that in. I mean, in researching this, some of these games, I didn't know who the hell these guys are playing quarterback and all these skill positions. Yeah. So I'm just wondering how so many teams are going to score. But well, that's when I'll be wrong and they'll all be over.
It's kind of fun to make some of these early on when – you don't think that they've accounted for it, but you get some late day of game movement for some of these when you start finding out about rosters and opt-outs and all that. So I like to get in a round of picks in. So I have 6 picks now, maybe 7, and I'm surely going to add to it once it gets closer. I'm definitely fading Tennessee. I mean, not only Hooker out for the year, and you've got the Joe Milton experience, but also Cedric Tillman announced he's out. Like, would you be surprised if Jalen Hyatt – like, I wouldn't be surprised if none of those dudes played. And Dabo strikes me as the – like, he's going to try to rally the troops and make this Klubnik's springboard game for next year. So that feels like an easy – I'm betting with my heart, sure, but that feels like an easy, like, suck at Tennessee. You're going down, losers.
And in true Roush form, on December 30th, he will be all on Tennessee. Switching his picks.
Come on.
One thing that stinks with all these lines moving so much, I'm trying to get on them early and not wait till day of. Like you said, they'll be all over the place. But I hate having all my money tied up in New Year's Eve games when we got college basketball every night. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I could always just refund the my bookie account, but I haven't had to do that in a while, which is nice. And it's all tied up in late games, but that's fine. I want to have a nice advantage when these lines move.
I have one more random play. It's the First Responder Bowl. SP Plus calls for a 20-point Memphis win, and the line opened at Memphis minus 10, and it dropped down to minus 7 against Utah State. I don't know what's going on there. There's no weird opt-outs or anything, so I'm just blindly betting the numbers here and taking Memphis. I don't get it. I don't understand it. So, sure, here we go. Here's one unit. Do me some good, Memphis.
Tigers.
I like the Memphis pick too. I believe you're up. I've lost track. Yeah. I don't even know where we are. Given this is exactly out. How we wanted it.
I've given 4 out. Cotton Bowl here. Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams. Tulane's got a chance to end a great season with a win. We all know what USC's defense is. Give me the over 61.5 here. I think first 1-40 could win this game. I think that's going to be like the one fun shootout there on the second this year, but typically New Year's Day. So I'm going to get the over here, 61.5 in the Cotton Bowl in a climate-controlled environment.
Any chance he'll paint his fingernails for this one? Maybe the old double down?
Yes.
Probably
tidal wave.
Probably should stay.
I didn't know he was doing that until I saw the Pac-12 title. I've been kind of unglued on them. I couldn't tell you. I've only seen him maybe twice this year.
They've really hammed up that hamstring thing too. His hamstring. Mm-hmm. He should. I mean, I get it. He played hurt. You don't have to beat that horse to death. We already know. Who else you got, Luckett?
Yeah, over to the granddaddy of them all, Rose Bowl. I'm going to lay it with Utah minus 2.5 against Penn State. We saw Utah in this game last year after a Pac-12 title. They came up just short against Ohio State in a classic kind of shootout. Penn State's offense struggled for a lot of the year. Penn State has opt-outs. Joey Porter Jr., their best cornerback, has opted out already. Hmm. It was kind of a surprise that Penn State has gotten here, but Penn State, it's kind of a look ahead to next year. They, with Drew Aller maybe taking over, Nick Singleton, a true freshman running back, they've got some dudes that they think they could maybe go on a run, like a playoff run, moving forward. Meanwhile, Utah, this is kind of the end of an era, I think. Cam Rising's last game. It's this 3 or 4 year run they've had in the Pac-12. They finally got over back-to-back Pac-12 titles. I think this is a chance to stamp it with a big time win for Kyle Whittingham. And this is probably, you know, I don't see him being there too much longer. So this is a chance to really kind of issue a statement and have like an historic season with a Rose Bowl win. So I like the Utes there in Pasadena. They've got the Rose Bowl experience from last year. I'm going to lay that small number with them.
I'm going to take us to the Sugar Bowl for a bet I have very low confidence in, but I'm playing the Helmets, and I don't think Nick Saban knows how to lighten up or lose a big game. I know they've half the damn teams or offensive lines in the portal. Anderson's looking like he won't play. Bryce Young's to be decided, but I'm going to roll Tide just because they're the Tide against Kansas State. It's my lowest of my six on the confidence levels, but I'm still going to go for it now that it's down to a field goal because it opened much higher.
Yeah, that's one of those where you just it's so tempting, but because of the logos, and I think Vegas is going to dare you because of the logos as well, because nobody knows what their roster is looking like. So
you feel like you're getting trapped one way or the other.
I admit it should be a stay away game, but I just can't help myself. It was at 5 forever, and it dropped down to 3, and that's where they got me.
It's very much of course Alabama's going to suck today, or it's like, I'm a dumbass for betting against Alabama. Like, there's really – it's one or the other. Like, you feel like you're getting trapped either way.
Well, that's all the picks I have, I think.
Oh, I've got one more.
Oh, you got one more?
Okay. Did we throw off our order?
Oh, I think so. Way off, yeah.
All six are going for me.
Well, for my sixth, I'm the sicko that did the Music City Bowl under 31.5. I bet it the moment it went up just because I love the ridiculousness of being the lowest total in college football history. It's now even down at 31, I think, which officially made it the lowest. 31.5 had the record. But I did it. I'm hoping Kentucky scores. I actually want to see a lot from that young offense, even though they're playing Iowa's defense. Maybe 4 Destin Wade touchdown throws to Brown Brown in Nashville beat me. But I just had to say that I bet the under, so I went for it with the Music City. And that is my sixth and final for our pick six here.
New Year's Eve prop. More Oscar Tshiebwe rebounds or total punts in Iowa, Kentucky?
I've got it at Iowa points or Tshiebwe rebounds, but they're both good prop bets.
Man, Tshiebwe's going to have at least 17 rebounds. So, yeah. I don't know. That's tough.
One more prop bet related to that game is I also bet it at plus 900 to be the lowest scoring bowl game. I thought 9-1 for that, whatever we're going to see in Nashville. It was worth a little bit of money too. So that's
when Cincinnati wins 3-0 on Saturday, you're going to be very upset.
I'm worried about defensive special teams touchdowns in that game. Yeah. Like, I could totally see Berrion Brown housing one in his hometown. I could totally see a pick six for Iowa. Like, as much as people are like kind of crapping on it, it could end up being the fun, ugly game that like nobody, like for all the different reasons than what everybody's expecting.
Do you all find any other fun prop bets around that you want to share? You want to get in some playoff picks?
Is it weird that I think Harbaugh's going to do it? Like, I haven't seen. When was the last time somebody repeated? I don't think we've had a repeat in the college football playoff era.
Not in the college football playoff era. It's been Alabama 11-12, I think, was the last repeat champion.
Yeah, so as good as Georgia's been, Georgia hasn't been that dominant steamroller in years past. And really, like, Michigan's the only team I trust, and it's because of their high floor with their offensive line and their defense. And then J.J. McCarthy has just been ripping the football down the field. He has proven Harbaugh correct that he made the right pick. Now, will they cover that line? I don't know. They got some freaking snake blood in Fort Worth. I don't know what kind of deal with the Devil Sonny Dykes made, but I have a feeling that game might be close, but I ultimately just think Michigan is the best team left, even without Blake Corum. So I just think the Wolverines, Harbaugh is going to do it, and we're going to get some wild stories. Is it weird that I kind of want to see victorious Jim Harbaugh? Like, what's that guy going to be like? You know, he's always been really close, right? I think that he could be completely unhinged if he brings a national title back to his alma mater.
I hope you're right, because I already took Michigan given the touchdown. I'm rolling with the Wolverines in the first semifinal game. I have no thoughts on him actually winning the championship, but I did take them to cover versus TCU.
Would Ohio State, like, if we could have a back-to-back year where we had Coach K gets eliminated by North Carolina in the Final Four, and then Ohio State Michigan National Championship College Football Playoff, like that, I want it. I want it really bad. I don't know if Ohio State can
do
it.
And what could be Harbaugh's last game before he takes the Colts job?
And then coaches Will Levis next year.
Yeah, and then loses to the Titans.
Here's where I'm at. Like, it feels like you can't let Georgia win it. Like, Kirby Smart's going to have a lot better teams than he had this year. Ohio State, I think, has the best quarterback in the playoff. I think they've got the best offense in the playoff. And they have motivation, and they have the extra time off from not playing a conference championship game. And we've seen the number 4 seed go on runs here. Ohio State did it in 2014. Alabama did it in 2017. So they get Georgia first in Atlanta, which is going to be tough. But I think they could just do it if, like,
Georgia's had heartbreak in that stadium before.
Yes, and it was pretty alarming, that LSU game in the SEC title. How LSU was able to spin the ball around the yard. And if they don't get their stuff fixed, Ohio State's going to march up and down on them. If Ohio State gets past that game, they are not losing to Michigan twice. They're just not in the same year. It's not going to happen. They're going to – Michigan big played them to death. They're going to take that away, and they're going to beat Michigan in the national championship game. And then Ryan Day's going to go from zero to hero real freaking quick there in Columbus. And so get Ohio State plus 360 is my favorite play of that, because I think you can make the argument they're the best team of the four, and you're getting them at plus, you know, third best odds, I think, in that group at plus 360. And we've seen them come from the 4 seed and win it. That was their last title. So give me – I'll take the Buckeyes. And then Bama in 2017, it was very similar. They lost to Auburn last game of the year, looked like crap. Found a way to win the title. This year, Ohio State looked like crap against Michigan. They can get hot and go win the title. And then it was like, oh, they were the best team of all. They were the best team all along, and they just had one bad week. And so give me the Buckeyes here to plus 360 to win the national championship.
With what you said about Georgia being kind of vulnerable, I'm on the over in that game. It's 62 points. But I think both offenses will hit some big plays. I think we're in for a high scoring one with Georgia and Ohio State.
It's going to be weird. That day is just going to be weird in general. Having like all of the Kentucky Louisville stuff, and we're not even going to catch our breath. And these playoff games are going to be going on. So, and hell, we're going to be driving back to Louisville. So it's just going to be it's going
to
be weird.
Well, we'll have something to listen to on the way back.
Any other random bets from the bowl season, or are we going to end it with the playoff talk there? Roush, surely you have some ridiculous parlay or prop you found somewhere.
I don't have that. I'm kind of tempted in the Baylor Air Force under. It's just something about – but Air Force threw for like 4 touchdowns last year against Louisville, so who knows what the hell they could come out with. But I just – one of the under-the-radar games I'm really looking forward to, that – UTSA versus Troy in the Cure Bowl. It's a weird time slot on a Friday. It doesn't feel like it's Conference USA versus Sun Belt champs. Like, these are two really good football teams. This should be a good game. You got a high-powered offense with UTSA. Will Stein, local guy, going out to Oregon to be their offensive coordinator. He gets a really good, stingy Troy defense out there. So that game is going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. So I might not bet every game, but I'm going to have a lot of interest out there. It's going to be bowl season. So much fun, so much fun. And it's the most wonderful time of the year. I can't wait to win some and then just lose it all back and then win some more and lose them all back. Cause like, come on, you got random games all the time. I'm not going to want to miss any of it.
I thought for sure, Nick, one more time, one last ride with the Brommer Makers. Now it's a little different Brommer Maker, but you get them as a double digit dog one last time and you're not riding the train.
Oh, I'm going to hop on that pony.
One more time.
Ryan is 1-0 as interim head coach. Jeff had COVID in the COVID year and they beat Iowa. So, you know, boom.
There it is.
There you go. There it is.
We'll end it with that at a nice even 30 minutes, too, for your bowl special from Pick 3. Get over to MyBookie and hammer Cincinnati to get you started on Friday because they're going to kill the Cardinals. And from there, you can follow our picks and make your own. Whatever you do, good luck and go Cats and go Cincinnati. This was the Pick 3 season whatever for the 2022 college football season.
We'll Scott's Tots are back.